the next year. So he did not see a path to victory. And without a doubt...
All right, you guys are on air.
Okay, hello, P1s. We are testing out some alternate broadcast possibilities here in case something comes up and we are not able to do ticket programming from the 3090 Novitzky Way offices. We're not there yet. We have not heard anything about that being impending or coming in the next few days or anything, but just in the event that it does happen, we want to still be able to provide content. If you're at home, working from home in quarantine, we'd like to still be able to hang out and still have the P1 community, and this might be the way that we do it. So my name is Jake Kemp, and currently I think I am here by myself. I'm not sure if you can hear me all right or not, Ham, back at the offices.
Yes, and, sir, I can. Cat here.
Okay, cool, yeah. I am at home on my home laptop, just sort of sitting here trying to think about how I will keep this dog and the baby quiet in the event that this is the way that we do broadcast. But we'll figure it out, and we all will. And we can jump on each other's shows this way. We can do our regular shows. The opportunities and options are kind of limitless. So we'll see what this turns into.
Did that fix the delay for you?
I no longer have a delay. If I'm still on, I'm not sure.
Yeah, we're still on. I had him change a setting in the production studio because I couldn't bear the delay anymore.
Yeah, it was challenging, but it is gone now.
It's gone now. Okay, yay. Blake, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. It's still good.
Okay, cool. So that's the deal. I think we have this thing figured out.
Right on. Very cool. And also very, very cool of Dan to big time us here.
That was after this was his idea to test it tonight.
What did you expect?
Hey, Blake, what's on the show tomorrow?
Your brother. I didn't know if you knew that, but I booked your brother. He's going to talk about being employed by the XFL and getting paid, but not having to work.
Yes, so and interestingly enough, I believe my brother might have spent some time today with a former teammate of his that is now the backup quarterback for Tom Brady.
Whoa!
As he played ball, my brother played ball in college with a guy named Ryan Griffin, who's been Jameis's backup for a few years. And now, in the most unlikely, strange, bizarro world sports circumstances, Tom Brady will wear one of the worst uniforms in all of sports, signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So at least that portion of our content will emanate live from the studio in Dallas, but we're just testing out an option here in the event that we need the ability to do this from home. It sounds
what
like we have.
What possible event do you think would come up that we wouldn't be able to broadcast from the studio?
Look, we don't know what's going to come down from on high, whether that's on high at our company or whether it's on high from the county, city, or even federal level. I mean, we've seen what's happened in some of these other...
Making sure we're on the same page here.
In some of these other countries where people have been told, mandated, that you can't leave your home save for, you know, needing your essentials. And, man, I just saw a little bit ago that about an hour ago, the governor of Nevada actually closed all casinos, bars, restaurants, gyms, salons. So they just closed Las Vegas for 30
really?
Days.
I did not hear that.
So that feels, if a place like that is willing to take that sort of a hit, then we don't have, you know, every quarter hour, to use a term we love, that feels like this is changing. So who knows? Maybe we'll be on this site tomorrow. Right now, that's not what we're foreseeing, but it could be the case, and we just
want
to be ready for it.
Norm may want to be on the site starting tomorrow, as soon as he can figure out how to make it work from his house, which that's questionable.
No way he can figure that out.
Yeah, but that's where Killer comes in, right?
Well,
or Mare Bear.
If people are quarantined, I don't think they can go to Norm's.
That is true. It would be interesting if somehow we had just a camera stream like it's Big Brother, where we could just watch Norm try to figure it out. Or maybe he can just do the picks of the poll over the phone. I don't know. I'm mostly just dismayed that Dan McDowell is big timing us here still.
Hey, Matt, will you fire off a couple drops just to test?
Yeah, sure. Can you hear that?
I think that's a failed test on my part. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
Well, I am playing drops.
Dan says that he is on and hearing it, but we are not hearing Dan. So he probably has some sort of setup or setting on his
computer that he...
Yeah,
Dan,
he's not taking the proper input.
If you look to the right-hand side of your name on your own computer, there's a gear. You hit that gear, and the little drop-down menu will come down. And then from there, you select your choice, and it might say browser setting, internal microphone, or whatever your microphone's name is, and change your setting there and see if that
turns
you on. There you go.
Whoa.
Well.
Too loud.
Extremely loud. Okay.
I'll
back off.
Probably a little bit more.
How's this?
That's better.
Good to me.
Testing.
Look at us.
Yeah, so
the show that's testing.
Hello.
Do you guys hear a bit of an echo in your ears after you talk?
No. We fixed that.
No.
On our
end. I don't hear it either.
Well, Blake can help me out.
Also, did you hear what I was saying on that drop-down menu? There's a couple choices: your microphone selection, but then also to the right of that, there's another choice, and see if you change that helps you from stereo to mono.
This is quite the first week of programming I stepped into.
Yeah,
Jake, I don't know if you remember your first week, but maybe we can sit down and compare and contrast one day.
Yeah, I don't think it involved a pandemic, but I'm sure there was a minor Cowboys move we had to grapple with.
My first week of programming was Jerry and Jimmy's breakup, and we were still taking a bunch of calls then, but the producer sat in a different studio across the hall from the main studio, so we would have to write the name of the caller on a piece of paper, walk from one studio across the hall into the other, and hand it to the guys.
Jeez.
Where was that at?
That was at our very first studios up on the Tollway in Keller Springs in the Madison building.
Wow.
Dan, you still hearing the echo?
So this is historic. I am. Perhaps my headphone is not hooked up correctly.
That could be.
But a small, it's very small.
Your microphone's also really, really loud to me.
All right, I'll either turn it down or back off.
And then,
oh God,
make it big.
I'm scared.
This is gonna be so f***ing bad, dude.
We can all hear each other. We can hear the network.
Right.
But when he was playing drops, he couldn't. So, Berm, if you're hearing me, pot up the network from in there like you had before, or fire off a start of a promo or a commercial and see if we can hear it.
Just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue.
So, the big problem I had was that you used my third email that I thought you would never use.
Sorry.
Because
here I was trying to outsmart you.
You're such a... You're a company man through and through, so I was checking
when events across the
Cumulus
country
email.
And the world intersect with
can you hear this on Planet
and my other email that everybody else uses.
We have over 26 years
we've
shared
email.
Our feelings and thoughts through wars, market crashes, other viral outbreaks, and in the aftermath of
9/11. So this is actually on the air?
We're actually on the air,
step
yeah,
of the way.
Weird
you're here today,
before,
too.
When we were first joining in, we could hear network programming, and then it got potted down, and we got potted up, and it made perfect sense. Now, for some reason, we're not here.
We realize you're going to get your COVID-19
which is obviously
info
the point
from
of
many
the test,
sources,
right? Because
but
we
as
can't hear the station
news and information
the
comes out that impacts you or the sports world, we'll give it to you on the ticket. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310.
Come to my house.
The ticket.
Did you hear the promo?
Getting reports from secret P1s that say this sounds pretty good, technically.
Yeah, I've heard the same.
So we just have that one snafu. I'm going to turn my mic off, and you guys continue, and I'm going to go talk to Berm offline, maybe on a telephone.
Telephone, eh?
So also, when you're looking at your screen, if you see the little icon there, if you turn off, like, it'll mute you, and you won't, so you can turn your mic off or cough or whatever. There you go.
Okay, cool.
You hear that, Dan? You can mute your cough.
Or maybe if you need to eat or something of that nature.
Just go ahead and click that green button there.
Why can't I mute your mic, though? That's what I really need the ability to do, is to mute Blake.
Well, then I would never get to say anything.
Make it permanent.
So if they can figure out how to get this board feeding in, we can take calls.
Yes, yes, we could. You know, we could do everything basically. I don't know about. We might want to slow down a little bit on taking calls.
What if we invite the? Just give them the URL so they could all join this internet program we're working on.
Like the end of phone scan.
Just everybody jumps on, yeah. All P1s.
Which one of you is doing laundry?
Me.
I cannot hear that.
I can. I can hear
also not hear, see any icons or anything you guys are talking about. Can we do this off the air?
I actually do laundry?
Well, I think the point is, you know, he's trying to see what it sounds like on the air. So he had already tested it off the air. We didn't know what it would sound like on the air. And the only way to figure that out is to put it on the air. But if you'd like to, if you really want to have a laugh and go back and listen to the 4 or 5 minutes I tried to do by myself before I knew Blake was even here and you weren't.
What'd you do?
I don't know. We're just
very generic open.
Extremely generic, yeah.
Did you talk to the baby?
No. Come on, man.
Go wake her up.
No. Never.
Do you have a strict schedule?
Extremely strict. Extremely strict. We run a tight ship.
That's great.
You know, I think this might be a good time for us to try to get to the bottom of the bid thing. Or do we not want to waste that gold?
You want to blow it here?
Yeah, let's not.
We can find out I'm right tomorrow. Because it's really not up for question anymore. Too much.
Dan, what kind of workout did you get in today?
So I got a treadmill that's in my garage. It was in my living room for 6 years. Like, we have a really long living room, so the back half of it had a treadmill in it. And this year, decided to put it out in the garage because we barely used it. You know, now that I go to the gym.
Sure.
So I did some treadmill, and then I have a weight. And I use that weight to lift and do some curls and do some push-ups on the weight.
Is there are there two weights that are just the same weight, or is there literally one weight?
One long bar.
Oh, okay. You've got a barbell.
Yeah.
That you can add weight to the
each side.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can have your daughters hang from the sides of them as you curl them.
But I used to actually have one dumbbell. And that's when I started just saying I got to wait. Because that's all I had.
I never knew if you were serious, because I don't know that I've ever known anybody that just had one dumbbell. I don't know, I guess you would develop really good balance.
Well, maybe? one year, I can't remember which year, I had a proclamation, you know, you're going to change something for the year. And I was going to curl that weight every day for a year. And then see.
Yeah, with just one arm, right?
No, you know, both arms. Just sit and do curls.
Okay.
Every day for a year and see if I could just bulk up just my biceps. But I did no other exercising at all.
Hey, boys.
Yep.
This is as far as we can go for tonight. I can't figure it out without being back in studio, so you guys can bail anytime you want. I appreciate it. Well, we got something.
This is great.
We got something, yeah, but we got to figure out how to get that the fold back working again. And I can't do it from home. I got to look at the studio, so. But I
think
in an emergency this would work. I mean, we could do something, but it's not optimized.
Okay. We'll try again. I appreciate you working.
We're going to get her done. I'm bailing. See you guys tomorrow.
All right.
Tomorrow.
Thanks, Sam. Peace. More on Dan's weight tomorrow.
It's Mattress Firm semi-annual